Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. TikTok released its first transparency report, reporting which countries submitted requests for user data and to remove content. The report shows that India and the U.S. had the most takedown requests, with 11 and 6 government requests, respectively. China was not listed in the report, but the scope was limited to TikTok and did not include data from other ByteDance-owned apps like the Chinese version of TikTok, Douyin. Imagination Technologies announced a new multi-year license agreement with Apple, providing the company with access to a wider range of Imagination's intellectual property. Imagination previously designed the GPUs for iPhones and iPads, but Apple cut ties with the company in 2017 when it moved the designs in-house. The move was largely responsible for Imagination being bought by Canyon Bridge Capital that same year and subsequently going private. It's unclear what intellectual property Apple will use from the licensing agreement. Bosch announced it developed production-ready LiDAR sensors for use in vehicles. The company is producing the sensors at scale in hopes to keep the cost down and spur widespread adoption in the industry, and says the sensors are suitable for all autonomous driving use cases. No specific pricing details were announced. For some context, the sensor company Luminar announced a sub-$1,000 LiDAR system for production cars, and Waymo plans to sell its LiDAR system, reportedly for around $5,000. Security researchers from Worcester Polytechnic Institute in the U.S., the University of Lubeck in Germany, and Intel published a report showing that FPGA cards can be used to launch faster Rowhammer attacks. Rowhammer attacks use repeated reads on data stored in a single row of memory to build up an electric charge that can be used to corrupt or flip bits stored in adjacent memory rows. Usually, these attacks are done by with code processed by the CPU. The researchers showed an attack called Jackhammer that used FPGAs, resulting in attacks that were twice as fast, flipped four times as many bits, and were much harder to detect. This performance increase is because FPGAs connect directly to a processor's bus with direct access to CPU cache and system memory without having to interact with software layers. Samsung announced the Galaxy Book Flex Alpha ahead of CES. The 2-in-1 aluminum laptop features a 13.3-inch 1080p QLED display and will offer 10th generation Intel processors, 8 or 12 gigabytes of RAM, 256 or 512 gigabytes of storage, with a claimed 17.5 hours of battery life and USB-C fast charging. Pricing starts at $829.99, available in the first half of 2020. GE announced new additions to its connected home line, C for GE, with the hubless three-wire smart switch and hubless dimmers. As the name implies, both devices integrate with Amazon Voice Services and Google Home over Wi-Fi without the use of a separate hub. Both are also designed to integrate smart lighting into older homes and don't require a neutral wire for installation. GE also announced a line of wire-free switches, which attach to walls with adhesive and operate on a coin battery with a 2-year battery life and connect to AVS and Google Home devices over Bluetooth. The 3-wire and wire-free switches will arrive in the first quarter, starting at $39.99, with the dimmers coming in the second quarter, starting at $49.99. And finally, researchers from the University of Rochester, New York, published a paper in the journal Small demonstrating a biocomputer made from 32 strands of DNA designed to calculate square roots. The researchers developed a 10-bit logic circuit using chains of DNA linked together in double strands with input signals colored using fluorescence. Every square root from 1 to 900 was assigned a color value, allowing the researchers to analyze values after passing through the logic gate. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.